Close your eyes, sit comfortably, and feel your feet against the floor and your spine straight against your chair. Bring your attention to your body. You may notice areas of tension. Take note of this tension and try to relax your body from head to toe. Keep your eyes closed throughout this practice and bring your awareness inward. Now take a moment and focus on your breath. Don't do anything to change your breathing. Just be curious and attentive to breathing in and breathing out. This mindful practice is called the self-compassion break. It's something that you can do at any time, either in the morning or at night, when you need a little bit of self-compassion. To engage in this practice, we need to be willing to call up a little suffering. I invite you to think about a situation in your life right now that is difficult for you, but not overwhelmingly difficult, especially if you're new to practicing the self-compassion break. Maybe you're feeling stressed about the demands of medical school or a relationship problem. Find the situation and get in touch with it. See what's going on, what happened, or what might happen, or who said what. Really bring the situation to life in your mind's eye. I'm going to say a series of phrases that are designed to help us remember the three components of self-compassion. The first phrase is, "This is a moment of suffering." We are bringing mindful awareness to the fact that suffering is present. I would invite you to find some language that speaks to you. Something like, "This is really hard right now," or "I'm really struggling." Turning your attention toward and facing your difficulty is the moment of suffering. The second phase is, suffering is a part of life. We are reminding ourselves of our common humanity. Again, finding language that speaks to you, like, "It's not abnormal to feel this way. Many of my peers are going through similar situations. The degree of suffering and the flavor may be different for some. However, suffering is part of life and part of being human. The third phase is, may I be kind to myself in this moment? To support you to be kinder to yourself, I invite you to put your hand over your heart or another place on your body that feels soothing and comforting. Feeling the warmth of your hands, the gentle touch, letting those feelings of care stream through your fingers. May I be kind to myself and any language that supports that sense of kindness. Perhaps a language that you would use to a good friend that you cared about that was going through a hard time or a similar situation. This may be something like, I'm here for you. It's going to be okay. I care about you. Anything that feels natural to express your deep wish that you be well, happy, and free from suffering. As you begin to let go of the practice, notice how your body feels right now and allow any sensations that are present just to be as they are, allowing yourself to be just as you are in the moment. When you are ready, you may gently open your eyes.